Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends around the world. This is a special edition of Walking with Jesus in honor of the National Day of Prayer. Tomorrow is the first Thursday of May. Since 1952, the first Thursday of May has been the National Day of Prayer in the United States of America. Would you believe a National Day of Prayer was first called for by the political leaders of America in 1775, as they wanted this nation to be started not simply with a Declaration of Independence, not even a Revolutionary War. They wanted this nation to be started with prayer. For the first time in history, a National Day of Prayer gathering will not be permitted at the Capitol Building in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, as the link in my notes explains to you. The National Day of Prayer gatherings are permitted and will be held all around the United States and even around the world, and I'm enclosing the website for the National Day of Prayer. Friends, we know prayer is vitally important to God. He designed and created the human race uniquely in His image, Genesis 1, 26 and 27. And one of those major distinctives is that we, humans, have the ability to understand there is a God, and that God created us and sustains each of us every moment of our lives. God has created us with a natural desire to know God and have a relationship with God. Every relationship is built on communication, and God welcomes our communication with Him, and we call that prayer. Prayer is a dialogue, not a monologue. God has much He wants to say to you and me and every person every day. God loves to hear from us, the humans He has created, and so much loves. He proves that love every day by sustaining our planet and our lives. He proved His remarkable love by sending Jesus, God the Son, to die for our sins so God could forgive our sins and reconcile us into relationship with Him forever. As you consider the long history of the Bible, can you think of many people whom God greatly used in their generation and how important prayer was, vital in their relationship with God and their accomplishment of the remarkable purpose to which God called them and in which God led them? How about Moses and his many times up Mount Sinai to meet with God, and then God empowering Moses to lead 1 million Hebrew slaves for more than 40 years? You'll find this especially in the books of Exodus and Numbers. Or how about Daniel and his friends and their faithful praying while prisoners in Babylon? Remember how God protected them and anointed them to be advisors to kings over several decades? You'll find those great stories in the first 6 chapters of Daniel. Of course, there are so many other examples of courageous men and women who prioritized their very regular times of conversation with God. Those conversations empowered them with courage, guided them with wisdom, and inspired them to accomplish great things in history. So I urge us all, each of us, to prioritize time on the National Day of Prayer, either individually or in groups, praying. Every nation, every city, every community, every home, every person is in desperate need of a fresh touch from God. So let's pray. Regardless of the decisions made in Washington to not allow people to gather and pray at the Capitol, as has been done each year for decades, nothing can prevent you and me from praying tomorrow, no matter where you will be on Thursday, May 6, 2021. The question is, will you pray? I urge you, my friends, all over our world to spend time often tomorrow, Thursday, May 6, the National Day of Prayer in America, talking with God. I urge you to pray early in your morning, again at midday, and again in the evening tomorrow. May I offer you some scriptures to help guide you in your praying? First, Psalm 33 calls us to worship and pray in recognition of who God is, the importance of His truth, and the fact that He is always watching everything taking place on earth. God is watching even the hearts, the thoughts and feelings and attitudes of every person. God's eyes are especially on those He knows love Him and seek to live their lives for His honor and glory. Secondly, Psalm 19 is for all of us, no matter where you live in the world. Day and night, look up and see the evidence of our great Creator God and praise Him. Then look at how God calls us to recognize and honor God's truth as vitally important to living life successfully. So much to thank God for in this great psalm, and the closing verses call us to honest reflection. And then third, Psalm 96 is a wonderful psalm calling us to praise and prayer with our great God. Oh, enjoy how the Holy Spirit will lead you in praise as you pray through this Psalm 96. While we may not be able to change the Washington decision regarding the annual National Day of Prayer event at the Capitol, we certainly can celebrate our God-given privilege to pray, no matter who you are or where you are in the world. I call you, all my Walking with Jesus friends, let's make this a prayer movement all around the world. Lord Jesus, I lift up before you my dear Walking with Jesus friends around the world. We are terribly sorry, O God, to hear the news from Washington, but we will not be silenced. We will pray because it's a privilege you've given to us. And so we pray, asking you, O God, to work deeply in our lives and in this world for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.